The administration's chief performance officer says a cloud-first policy, as well as standing up secure cloud computing platforms government-wide and firm targets for data center consolidation, are three of the action plans that will be in place by March in order to facilitate an ambitious five-part plan to change how the government manages information technology. At a meeting of members of the Northern Virginia Technology Council, Science laid out each leg of the plan, including aligning budgets and acquisitions with the technology cycle, streamlining accountability, and increasing the lines of communication between agencies and the private sector.
These reforms will enable us to move away from the grand design, boil the ocean approaches of the past to the agile, modular approaches that have transformed the success rates of IT projects in the private sector. By breaking projects into manageable chunks and demanding functionality every few quarters, not every few years.
Now, Zion says the government has the opportunity to imitate the productivity boom that's transformed entire industries through quick developments in IT over the past couple of decades. OMB's identified 121 program terminations and savings totaling $17 billion just in 2010. For 2011, the president has proposed an additional 126 program cuts totaling $23 billion. He says the way government currently budgets for and acquires IT is broken, and the first structural change has got to be aligning budget and acquisitions with the technology cycle.
The appropriations process forces agencies to specify in detail what they're going to build 24 months before they even start a project. And the acquisition process routinely tacks on another 12 to 18 months, locking agencies into specific technology solutions that are almost definitionally out of date before the project starts. Bill Lynn, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, captured it best when he said, "The iPhone was developed in less time than it takes us to prepare and defend a budget and receive congressional approval." Steve Jobs gets an iPhone, we get a budget. It's not an acceptable trade.
To do this, Zion says agencies need to be able to make final decisions on tech solutions at the point of execution and have the flexibility to move investments within their portfolio. He points to the Department of Veterans Affairs as a successful example of that.
VA CIO has the ability to reprogram appropriated funds at the beginning of each fiscal year. This reprogramming is based on the CIO's certification of current needs and the current performance of projects across their portfolio. At the same time, the VA has established a more robust accountability system that tracks project performance against frequent milestones, providing Congress with unprecedented transparency and oversight. We need to scale this type of approach across government.
Zion says $158 million is included in the president's 2011 budget that will be used to increase the capabilities of the acquisition workforce to better handle complex IT acquisitions. As part of a second structural change, OMB will take two immediate steps to improve program management, working with the Office of Personnel Management to professionalize the program management function by creating for the first time a formal government-wide IT program manager career path.
This will help us attract and develop a professional core of IT program managers within the federal government. Second, we're making sure that agencies hardwire effective program management teams into their organizational structures. Going forward, OMB will not greenlight a major IT project until agency senior leadership has signed off that a complete and dedicated integrated project team is in place.
A third structural change is streamlining governance combined with an increase in accountability. Before a project reaches Congress or the Government Accountability Office, Zion says the current system often requires cumbersome layers upon layers of oversight.
And these multiple layers are 0 for 2. They create a false sense of security and they delay difficult decisions. The Department of Interior has tackled this problem head on. Deputy Secretary Hayes has worked with his IT leadership team to collapse layers of oversight. They now hold regular accountability sessions. These sessions go deep on specific projects, using data on performance against milestones and expectations to inform executive decisions on the future of each major tech project.
Zions complains that investment review boards too often function as check-the-box compliance exercises and promises they'll be reshaped.
We're going to use the lessons from our TxDOT sessions to remake the review boards as vehicles for effective governance, identifying the senior agency officials who have the power to make decisions and who will be accountable for project performance, and helping agency officials hardwire the TxDOT lessons into their governance process.
The acting director at OMB is also calling for the lines of communications to be increased between agencies and the private sector. He's called on the agency's head of procurement, Dan Gordon, to lead what he calls a myth-busting campaign that'll publicize clear guidance for how agencies should be engaging with industry. The fifth element of the plan is shifting to new types of solutions, specifically light technologies, as science calls them, and shared solutions, moving away from proprietary custom IT. And to do that, he says, three immediate steps will be taken.
First, as part of the 2012 budget process, we're shifting to a cloud-first policy. What this means is that going forward, when evaluating options for new IT deployments, OMB will require that agencies default to cloud-based solutions whenever a secure, reliable, cost-effective cloud option exists. Second, to facilitate this shift, we're standing up secure government-wide cloud computing platforms. These platforms will allow agencies to easily adopt cloud solutions for systems such as infrastructure, email, and productivity suites. Third, by March, we will announce firm targets and agency implementation plans for our data center consolidation initiative. We now know that the government is maintaining more than 2,000 data centers. Consolidating them will save billions of dollars, decrease energy consumption, increase security, and improve performance. We're putting a stake in the ground that we're going to reduce the number of data centers by at least 40% by 2015.
In all, Zients laid out 10 action items, each with a firm deadline. Federal CIO Vivek Kundra, he says, will hold an open meeting on December 9th to talk about how to execute each of them. In the effort to implement the changes, Zients makes a request of industry leaders make his office accountable, he says, for seeing them through. He also asked the members of the Northern Virginia Technology Council to embrace an equally aggressive change agenda within the IT industry. Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.